So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. Dam shenisar b'mayim im yesh b'mar is dam kosher. If the blood of a carbon was mixed with water, if the mixture has the color of blood, it's kosher bezrika because the dam did not become bottle nullified. But if the mixture does not have the color of blood, it is pasul because the dam did become bottle. Nisar b'yayin. If the blood was mixed with red wine, we consider the wine as if it's colorless as water, and if there would still be a color of blood in this amount of water, the mixture is kosher for zrika because the dam did not become bottle. Similarly, nisar b'dam behemoy b'dam machaya, if the blood of a carbon was mixed with blood from a chulin animal, we consider the other blood as if it's water, and if there would still be a color of blood in this amount of water, the mixture is kosher for zrika because the dam did not become bottle. Yehuda disagrees and says, "Ein dam avatal dam. Even if only a drop of blood fell into a large amount of other blood, the mixture is kosher for zrika because blood does not become nullified in other blood. As he holds elsewhere, min b'minay lo batal. Two items of the same type do not become batal in each other." Rabbi Yechiel makes the following distinction in the Tanna Kama's opinion that emyesh b'mar is dam kosher. Lo yishanu alish naflu mayim l'teich dam kosher, avon naflu dam l'teich mayim pasal. Only if the water fell into the dam, it is kosher, because since the mixture always retained the color of dam, the dam never became bottle. But if the dam fell into the water, it is pasul because rishon bottle. As each drop of dam falls in, it becomes bottle, because at that time, the mixture does not have a color of blood. And even though after all the dam fell in, the mixture changed to a color of blood, it remains pasul, because hoyel benitche yitche, once the dam becomes pasul izrika, it remains disqualified even when the reason for the disqualification is gone. Rav Papa says, however, regarding the obligation of kisui adam, if one shechs a chayav o'if, the blood must be covered with earth. Even if the dam and the bird fell into a large amount of water and first it became bottle, but after more dam was added, the color changed to blood, there is an obligation to cover the mixture with earth because the dam resurfaces and there is no issue of dichui, the fisha in dichui b'mitzvahs. The concept of dichui applies only to something that has kedusha, like karbanas, but does not apply to the dam of chulin that has no kedusha. The Gemara proceeds with a halacha related to our Mishnah. Amar Rish Lakish, ha-pigul v'ha-neisir v'ha-tamish ha-bolin zeh-bezeh v'ha-cholim pater. If a kezayis of pigul and of neisir and of tami were mixed together, and a person ate all three kezayisim, he does not get malchus because e'ef sh'sh'liyar b'min al-chaveir v'yat-lenu. While he chewed the mixture, a meat, a minority of one Isser, certainly became mixed into a rave, a majority of another Isser, and became batel b'rave. And as Rashi adds, he cannot get malchus for the part of that Isser that was left unmixed, because after part of it was batel, whatever was left was less than a sheer kezayis of that Isser. And since we do not know which Isser became batel, we cannot give malchus for any of the Isserim, because one gets malchus only if Edim gave him a definite warning for the specific Isser that he will transgress if he proceeds. And Asra Safik Lishma Asra. Since the Edim do not know for which Isser he would get malchus, the Asra is not valid. And the Gemara says, Shema Minotlas, from the ruling of Rish Lakish, we derive the following three halachas. Shema Minot Isur Mevatlan Zeze, one Isser can nullify another Isser just as a heter can be Mevatlan Isser. Vishma min hasra suffik lishma hasra, one does not get malchus if he got an uncertain warning. And vishma mino nisin tam bereiv lab dei raisa. The concept of tam ki ikra, that the taste of an isser is considered like the actual food, was only initiated by the rabbanon, but it's not mid dei raisa. Because the Gemara now assumes that Rish Lakish refers even to a case of min b'she'ina minoi. The isserim had different tastes, one was zvachim and one was menachas, and nevertheless, the isser becomes batel bereiv, and we do not go basar taima. The Gemara, however, brings proof otherwise that Nisin Tam Barev Dei Raisa. From a Mishnah Masechtas Chala, Asa Isa Min Chitnu Min Oiriz, and Mishpat Tam Dagen, Chayevas Bachala, Vod Miyasiba Yedecha Basa Bepesach. If a person made a dough from flour of wheat and rice, if the dough has a taste of wheat, even if the majority was rice, there is an obligation to separate Chala, and one fulfills the mitzvah Dei Raisa to eat matzah on Pesach. Apparently, regarding min b'she'in amina, like wheat and rice, which have different tastes, we go basar taima and not basar raiv because nisin tam b'raiv dei raisa. Even in a majority, the taste of an isser is considered like the actual food, midei raisa. Therefore, the Gemara concludes otherwise. Min b'she'in amina b'taima. If the foods in the taravis have different tastes, we go basar taima and not basar raiv, and the isser does not become batal unless there is an amount of heter to be mebatal the tama isser. As in the Mishnah's case of isa min chitner min oiris. Min b'minay b'ruba. If the foods in the tarevis have the same taste and there's no tamisser, we go basarayv. As in the case of Rish Lakish. Ha'pigal v'anayis v'atamish ha'bolin zeh b'zeh v'acholim pater. And this halach applies only in the case of min b'minay. And there's no malchus because the isser becomes batel b'rayv. However, in the case of min b'she'in aminay, there would be malchus for all three surim because the tam isser did not become batel. Hechadike chazusa b'mara. If two liquids were mixed together and the halacha pertains to color but not to taste, as in the case of a mikvah, We go according to the color of the mixture, but not basar reiv v'taima. The Gemara now questions the halacha of min b'mina beruba from our Mishnah's case of nis'ar b'yayin, reiv nisikilu humayim. If the blood of a carbon was mixed with wine, which is min b'mina because both are red, we consider the tarevis as if it was min b'she'in emina, and we go basar mara and not basar reiv. And so the Gemara asks that we should use the concept of reiv in every tarevis of min b'mina. V'nishar min b'mina k'min b'she'in emina. In the tarevis of min b'mina that has no tam iser, why does the iser become batal b'reiv? Based on the concept of reiv, we should go l'chumra and consider the tarevis as if it was min b'she'in emina and it has tam iser, and the iser should not become batal unless there is an amount of heter to be batal of the tam iser. The Gemara answers that the halacha of reiv in the case of min b'mina is actually machlokes in the following braisa. If a person had a tummy pail with white wine or milk in it, and he immersed the pail in mikveh water with the yayin or chalav in it, which is min b'minay. Tanakama holds holchan acha harayv. If the majority was mikveh water, the dli is tar, because it's considered to have been totally immersed in the mikveh water because the yayin or chalav become batel b'rayv, and we do not say rayin. Yehuda disagrees and says, rayin oisekil hu yayin odom, imdia mareyu kashavim la pasal. Even if the majority was mikveh water, the dli is tamei because it's not considered to have been totally immersed in mikveh water, but partially in wine or milk, because we do say rain, and we consider the tarevis as if it was min b'she'in eminay, as if the pail contained red wine, and only the red wine would have no color in this amount of water, the dli becomes tar. But if the red wine would have color, the dli remains tamei. This discussion continues in the next daf.